Ladies and gentlemen, if I may, I'd like to call Commissioner's Court to order. Judge Walker is on a cruise today. How Sandy talked him into that, I'll never figure out, but he's on a cruise. I'd like to call on Commissioner Alfred to lead us in invocation and Commissioner Arnold to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you give us your divine wisdom, lead this county in the right direction. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around those people in Oklahoma that's going through this flood right now. Counties and states around the Gulf that is having this problem. We know that you hold everything in your arms. Lord, we ask that you, without a question, take care of those families that have loved ones away fighting wars against this country. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
And as we observe the National Flag Day today, I take honor in pledging to our nation's flag. Please join me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Under purchasing, item A, receive and file bids received for the Airport West Ditch project at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item B, receive and file bids received for janitorial services for Jefferson County. Item C, approve specifications for the term contract for termite treatment for Jefferson County. Item D, approve price increases as shown in attachment A for the term contract for paper stock and envelopes for Jefferson County due to mill price increases for Olmsted Kirk. Item C, award term contract for janitorial services for Jefferson County to Advax Incorporated is shown on attachment B. Item F, award Jefferson County Courthouse Masonry and Window Restoration Phase 3 to Phoenix One Restoration and Construction Limited in the amount of $6,686,000.
Commissioner, could we take that in a sequence? I think we need to have discussion on that. It's quite a bit of money, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir. I will omit item F from this first list. Okay, item G, award term contract for inmate food services for Jefferson County to Five Star Correctional Services in the amount of 82.3 cents per meal. Item H, consider and possibly approve change order number one, repairs to restrooms at the Walt Dumfrey State Park with Centerline Construction in the amount of $1,400. The change order is to furnish material and labor to install stainless toilets and men's restroom in lieu of one stainless lavatory. Item I is to execute, receive, and file that change order. Item J, consider and possibly approve change order number 10 on the master agreement with AT&T for Nortel CS1000 phone system in accordance with the State of Texas DIR contract in the amount of $5,059.74 to add SRG for 904th Street. This amount will appear as a credit at the end of the project billing. Item K is to execute, receive, and file that change order number 10. Item L, consider and possibly approve change order number 11 on the master agreement with AT&T for Nortel CS1000 phone system in accordance with the State of Texas DIR contract in the amount of $5,059.74 to add SRG for address at 246 Dallas. Amount will appear as a credit at the end of the project billing, and item M is to execute, receive, and file that change order number 11. By way of addendum, item number N, consider and possibly approve JRC contract with KBR for repairs to the amphitheater canopy at Ford Park in the amount of $18,574. Damages due to Hurricane Ike. This is in accordance with TCPN. Statewide contract number R4895. Item O is to receive and file that contract. We've been asked to hold item P until next week. Item Q, consider and possibly approve PROF 10-042/KJS in the amount of $4,880. With QED Airport and Aviation Consultants to conduct an independent fee estimate for an airport geometric study to be performed by Garver LLC. The IFE is required by the FAA. That sounds like some kind of thing on MASH with all these initials. The IFE is required by FAA Airport Improvement Program Grant, and the fee is 95% reimbursable from the FAA Airport Improvement Program Grant. Item R is to execute, receive, and file that contract. So I have a motion for all of the items under purchasing except for item F.
I have a second and a question in reference to this canopy out at Ford Park. John, what canopy is that around the amphitheater?
Commissioner, I have a question on H, Mr. Rail. Now, it says we're going to remove one of the stainless steel lavatories. How many will that leave in that restroom area?
That will leave one lavatory.
For the men and women?
No, we're only talking about the men's restroom.
Right.
It will leave one lavatory.
So we are going to put the two...
We'll have one lavatory, one urinal, and two toilets.
One lavatory, okay. Okay, and in the original specs, how many lavatories did they have?
It had two.
What happened with that situation?
Well, we're removing one lavatory and adding a toilet.
But it had two toilets originally, is what I remember. So we're not really adding a toilet,
we're adding a toilet as compared to the contract.
I just want to make sure we put it back like we had it in the initial pre-Ike surge. And I'm thinking we're losing a lavatory is what, because of mixed up in something.
No, we're not losing a lavatory. The lavatory that was in there originally had a large area around it. We had to reduce that in order to get the double toilet and the urinal in there. And we just have one stand alone type lavatory now.
So why the increase of 1,400 if we just...
Because the original contract did not call for two toilets. It only called for one.
Okay, thank you.
One question, Deb. I'm beginning to have problems with these jock contracts. Are we getting the best deal? Can we get things locally? Is it anybody working locally now on these projects? We may need to start that because it's quite a bit of money that's been flowing out, and there's a lot of people not working in our area, and I have been and still will be proactive for labor and materials purchase and labor worked in this area. So we might need to look at that. I'm strongly that direction. Mr. Rugg?
Yes, sir. It's entirely up to the commissioner's court as to how they want to handle these things. If you tell the purchasing agent that what you'd prefer to do is take these items out for formal bid, you can do that. You can go with informal quotes when we're under $50,000, or you continue doing job order contracts. I think one of the problems all of us have at this point in time is perhaps we're not getting a lot of feedback from our local construction people, and that usually indicates that they've got plenty of work. But if you go and test the water with a bid project and you don't get any bids back, then you know. Sure.
Is there any further discussion concerning all items listed under purchasing except for item F? We have a motion by Commissioner Senegal, second by Commissioner Alford. If not, I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Okay, back to item F, which is award Jefferson County Courthouse Masonry and Window Restoration Phase 3 to Phoenix One Restoration and Construction in the amount $6,686,000. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Have a motion by Commissioner Arnold. We have a second.
For the sake of discussion.
Okay, Coach, thank you.
On this project, Commissioner Arnold, I think we started and we talked about doing a phased approach. And we talked about a certain amount. If my memory serves me correct, we wasn't going to go over $3.9 million. And $7 million is a lot of money right now. And taking all things in consideration, the economy, what we found out in the workshop, that we $13 million kind of behind right now, and something like what Commissioner Domain put before us about 6-7 weeks ago. We're going to put all these projects in a pot and kind of relook at them and see where we can go. That to me right now, I can't go with this because of those things. And one other thing, and I want to ask this question. I had a meeting this past week with one of the plants. Now, I am staying strong on what my commitments are. Local labor, local materials purchased here in Jefferson County. And if we would go out with this, how much money from this $6 million we can guarantee that the work labor going to be right here in Jefferson County and that the materials are going to be purchased here? Do you know, Deb? Mr. Bailey, it's your time. Moorhead.
Commissioners, is this on? Well, as you know, this project was bid pretty much nationally because of the very specialized nature of this work. I think at this point we're aware we do not have a complete subcontractor list from the successful bidder, but I am aware that the scaffolding company and possibly some of the other less specialized work is local. We do know that the masonry materials on this courthouse come from Colorado and Central Texas. We just don't make this rock in this part of the state. So, I mean, some things are just going to have to come from elsewhere.
I think this project has gone on for some time, and Mr. Moorhead, while you're at the mic, I want you to correct me if I get off track a little bit. But
sure.
I think Commissioner Alford is right on target with us wanting to put this in context as we move forward with other projects. But refresh my memory, I think the strategic plan was to make the building, the exterior of the building, weather tight to protect the inside of the building from further damage. And that gets us to that point where before we move beyond that, we can make other decisions. But first, to protect what we have in this building, we need to make the outside weather tight. This fits in with the roof restoration that we just finished.
Yes, Commissioner, that's correct. This will entirely weatherproof the exterior of the building top to bottom.
What happened with the, you know, we talked about the phased approach, and we talked about from 14 down to 5. What's wrong with that? Because I'm going to tell you, I'm uneasy with this amount of money, especially when, you know, we're under the belief that we possibly could get $5 million from the state in the Long Star project. That's the things that have me at unease with knowing those uncertain futures that exist for this court and this county.
Well, the first approach to the exterior of the building was to do the upper floors, basically the tower. And that project was bid. At the time the bids came in, the Lone Star loan program became available. We'd looked into that. We did have the energy calculations run on this building, and it just panned out that there was not the energy savings within the required 10 years with the kind of work required on this building to qualify for that program. In the course of taking that pause, after that first bid was made, I think the project looked like it was starting to overlap a couple fiscal years. So I think we got the direction from the court that this was going to be funded through multiple fiscal years, and then to proceed to try to do the whole exterior rather than just the upper part. And that's what we did.
No, I don't think that was it. I think it was brought to us that it was going to be a savings. Being accurate, and my notes is right down here, that it was going to be a savings if we did them combined. But I didn't see the savings, and be honest with you, I can see us going with those first floors and rebidding this to make sure we get some guarantees on jobs here locally, because there's a lot of Jefferson County taxpayers' dollars going in this project, and I want to make sure we tie down. I've dealt with what companies and people say too long. I want to tie it down. What we know is going to happen.
Mr. Moorhead, my recollection is that one of the issues was that when we looked at it as doing it in phases, one of the significant cost factors was the scaffolding.
Right.
And if we did it in two or three different phases, we were going to reincur that scaffolding cost every time we moved forward with the phase rather than basically a one-time scaffolding cost. That was, if I remember correctly, that was one of the major points during that discussion we had about moving forward. Am I right or wrong? I'm trying to remember.
Yes, we did. We did talk about that, and I think we all agree the logic is there, but you and I don't control the market and how somebody is going to bid a project when it comes right down to it. So, it was a very competitive process, as you recall. We had six bidders on this job, which was quite unusual, frankly. As far as getting the work locally, everybody had their opportunity. It's been bid twice. And if somebody was qualified to do it, I guess they should have come forward. But we can't guarantee a bidder from here or there to do certain kinds of work. It's up to them to come forward.
And let me address, and I'll ask Patrick to correct me if I'm wrong. This actually project was scheduled for the start sometime in 06, probably 07. As soon as we got the roof completed, this was to be the next phase. And it was originally going to be as a phase two and three, which would be the upper floors and the lower floors. When that bid came in and this court reviewed the findings, it was assumed that if we could go ahead and afford to do the entire project all in one phase instead of two phases, that we could potentially save some money on the scaffolding, also on the other fixed costs associated with the bonds and the insurance and having one contractor. Mr. Moorhead and I had considerable discussion about that, and I was, you know, believing at that time that we could save at least probably somewhere close to $1 million in the overall cost. However, for whatever reason, when the bid just did come in, and they were all very competitive, as he mentioned, those savings were not realized from the bidders that we received. We again had considerable discussion and had a lot of concern about that, and we talked about going back to square one and rebidding it in two phases again. Again, we would just be delaying the project. The original funds carry over from the roof project, and then I think in last year's budget we allocated funds, and this year's budget we allocated funds to add to that. And then upon the sale of the Postal Encoding Center, we added the last amount that was needed for this project to go ahead and get the funds certified, along with some other Ike dollars that were still left over from a project that we're not going to do. So, I mean, we can not do this, put it off. The problem is that this building continues to deteriorate every time it rains. It's one of those things, if you don't go ahead and do something pretty quick, our cost to fix it, they're going to escalate exponentially. And so if it's the court's decision that they don't want to do it now, just anticipate the cost to go up quite a bit in the future. So we've got the funds certified now. They've been budgeted and allocated over the last 2 or 3 years to do this project. If you don't want it, it's court's decision not to do it, that's fine and understandable, but just let it go on record that it will be quite a bit more expensive to do it in the future.
Listen, you can't say that. I don't say that unless you get it out in the phase. We were made to believe we're going to have a substantial savings. That's what my concerns are right now. Don't get those uncertainties that I've already experienced.
I think I can say with my experience, Commissioner, that if we don't do it in the near future, it will cost us more. Because as there's more deterioration in this facility, it will cost more to fix it. I can almost assure you of that.
I think it's a project we need to talk about in budget, Pat.
As Commissioner Arnold said, we have been funding this. I mean, right now, with the proceeds from the sale of the encoding facility, what we budgeted in the past, and we had a match for a generator match for Ford Park that we're not going to utilize. So funds are available to fund this project. And this has been the one that, you know, after the roof was to seal the outside to get it to quit leaking. So that's been our goal as far as going towards finishing this.
And I'm not against the goal. I'm just saying let's do it in a phased approach because of uncertainties that face this court. And like I said, you the one told you, and I believe Jeff was the one said it's $13 million deficit. All I'm saying is I've been on a bumpy road here before in this court. And right now, we went back to the taxpayers to get a smooth road, and I don't want to go back into a bumpy road if we can phase something in. I just believe that we can phase it in, do the project, and do it with some phase-in approach to it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying not do it. I'm just saying let's look at it differently.
And what my, and from the workshop, what basically, as I was saying, is the money that's been set aside for capital projects, finish those up, utilize that, because you want to try to avoid drawing down on your fund balance for ongoing operational cost. You have the money set aside for a certain amount of projects. We've been doing that for the past couple of years with the excess sales tax we've been collecting. We've been able to set aside money for capital projects. My recommendation is not to fund any of those for the future, but to utilize what we have set aside to complete those and then and reevaluate where we are once we complete those projects.
So, Patrick, you're saying that the 6.686 is already budgeted for this upcoming fiscal year?
Yeah, with the setting aside of the proceeds from the postal encoding facility.
And how much is that again?
$2.1 million.
Okay.
And then you have, you're gonna need, you have basically $4.2 million set aside. The 2.1 from the encoding facility gets you to 6.3. Need another 400,000, and you would utilize that from the cash match that was previously budgeted for the generator at Ford Park that you're not going to do. That's not one of the items that was considered.
And my concern is I'm kind of hearing two different things. First of all, Mr. Moorhead, when you start talking about doing work in Southeast Texas, you're having a company out of San, I think this company's out of San Antonio, or where is it from?
They're near Dallas.
Near Dallas, okay, I know we talked about one. Basically, I understand, but if they're gonna have an influx of workers coming in, unless you can provide me with some type of a list of non-qualified masonry type people, or this specialty type people, called 6.68 million, going to back to outside of Dallas, I do have a problem with that, and I'm going to, because coming from the craft field, so I understood what you said about it. You can't, you know, pretty much what you said, but I always like to put emphasis when we're spending that Southeast Texas taxpayers' money, put emphasis on utilizing local labor and local businesses, that's something I think we all need to be prepared to do.
Moorhead, if I may, when we a major component of this thing is the scaffolding. Who did the scaffolding when we did the roof? What company did that?
Now that you ask, I can't remember, but it's the same people that I think are going to be the bidders on the forthcoming project.
But weren't they a local company?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I was thinking about. It's a...
That's a good answer. That's a very good
yes.
answer.
Yes, and...
That's a very good answer.
Well, and frankly, it's a little bit early in the startup process, but yes, I think as soon as we get subcontractor lists going from the general, we can apply some more, I hate to say pressure, but I mean some influence to get more local labor input, material input into the project, definitely.
Very good answer.
And I think everybody's very sensitive to that. That's frankly one of the goals of the courthouse program is to put this money into the local economies.
So this 6.868 will be spent next year. I know we're talking about several budgets is what I heard.
Yeah, it's already been set aside from
budget. It's over in a capital project budget, but I don't know that they're going to finish it in a year. I think it's going to take a little while longer than that, but it'll spread out over time. But we're not planning on putting any additional funding to it. What has been set aside is what we need to spend.
You mean no change orders?
No change orders. Hey, not you understand, Patrick. You understand. You heard.
If there's any change orders, it's going to be to reduce the cost, not to increase it.
I hope that's not part of the motion. You'd be tied to that.
So, Mrs. Swain, can I ask one more question, though?
Yes, sir. Mitch.
So, you're very comfortable at spending 6.686 at this point on this project instead of phasing it in?
You know, we've gone through that phased-in project. I think... This is what I've been told is this is a specialty industry to repair this courthouse. And, you know, I know we didn't achieve those savings that we anticipated because of the scaffolding on the first time because we'd bid it out. But yes, I'm comfortable spending $6.7 million with no change orders.
And based on our recent experience with storms in this area, I think all of these contractors added some extra days in there because of the storm potential. And of course, if they finish under the estimation, there could potentially be some savings from that, as I understand it. Not that we're counting on it, but it could potentially turn into that.
The issue.
In fact, he actually spoke to the court on that issue when we originally awarded the bid to that company before we actually, well, when we were in the discussion of the workshop, he was present. And did
yes.
he not commit to the court that day that he would do everything they could to hire local labor in all areas of the project?
Well, yes, and I would suggest maybe before we sign the contract, if we can look at the technicalities of negotiation in this circumstance, we would definitely try to tie this stuff down and maybe try to reduce the cost in the front end.
Mr. Rugg, those are grounds that I'm on, tying it down. Is that way we can tie it down, where we can tie down that he must use local labor, local materials here. This is Jefferson County tax dollars, and I'm going to stay my gun there. You know a way?
The problem you've got, Commissioner, even it's certainly an admirable goal and one that is clearly worthy of this court pursuing. There's no question about that. The problem you run into is the tighter you try to pin this thing down, you're going to drive your costs up. You don't have those things in your bid specification package for a fairly good reason. Now, you might not get anybody to bid it because their administrative costs are going to go through the roof. Just trying to track where all the people are from. So there's a balance there. And I think where you draw the balance is where this court has traditionally drawn the balance. Those members of this court who care deeply about that are very active in pursuing and calling and talking to people and making sure that the public knows we care about it, that the contractors know before they get here we care about it. They want to be here and have a smooth relationship with this court. But if we start trying to tie down specifics in terms of numbers and where they live, and some of us will remember, we've gone through this whole issue before about what's local mean. Not everybody who works here lives in Jefferson County. And you don't throw those folks under the bus because they choose to live outside and drive in here to work. And you get into it just a big debate about what local even means. So it can be a very complex process, one that's extremely difficult to negotiate, almost impossible to put into a bid package. So what you're asking, I understand what your concerns are. To try to pin that down in a contractual way at this point in time, I think would be a very frustrating process that would not be fruitful.
Right, and my whole point of the discussion is to make sure, just like the answer he gave Mr. Rugg about Betco, you utilize local business, they're going to utilize local citizens. I mean, I don't see them going to look for people in Oklahoma or Florida. So I understand sometimes just the subcontractors you utilize would be sufficient for me, because I know they're active in promoting local citizens' employment. Also, the issue about the scaffolds being taken down, since God forbid we have a hurricane, I don't know if you're free to discuss that, but where it won't be a change order to the court or to the county, that because that can be very expensive.
Well, it has not been itemized in the bid cost, but we do understand from conversations with this contractor that he has within his figures and allowance to demobilize the project at least once in the event of a storm threat.
So
and if that doesn't materialize, if we can find a way to put a number to that allowance so it does not get utilized unless necessary, and if not, of course, then it's a rebate to the court or to the county.
I'd like to see that, because with the current projections and different things, I don't want to be, that would be a change order. I can automatically vision that would be coming, and I'm not. So that needs to be ironed out, a major cost.
Purchasing says that then his allowance allows him to demobilize twice during the term of the contract.
Is that a refund?
Was it twice?
If he does not have to demobilize?
I don't know about that.
Well, we can work on that.
Well, if you want to avoid that, I'm not, saying that we need to delay it any longer, because I've been a proponent to get this thing going for a couple of years, but if you want to avoid this season, since we're so late in the date, we could say not to start until October 1st and avoid at least the high probability of a storm issue.
Puts him in the wintertime, though.
Yeah, but then you get in the wintertime working, that's going to potentially be a problem too. So
it's
Mother Nature
something.
Is just, you just can't ever predict what we've got there.
Well, at this point, I think we have a hold on the prices until 28th.
There you go.
Oh, I'm not saying to hold it off. I'm just saying if he already has also, he doesn't have to demobilize scaffolds to get that refund.
Yeah, I think we need to put it.
One thing, we don't have the latitude to negotiate any pricing other than the bid right now, as far as the bid, and that's because of competitive bid process. But once the contract is awarded, then there is some leeway. Is that right on some issues or not? It's firm? Okay, my mistake.
Okay, we have a motion on the table. We have a motion for approval by Commissioner Arnold, a second by Commissioner Senegal. There's no further discussion. I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. Thank you. Okay, moving to county commissioners. Item A, consider and possibly encourage all citizens of Jefferson County to participate and be counted in the 2010 census, which is an ongoing which is ongoing because this is vital to our county. Now, we've discussed it several times, but it does determine our state and federal representation, and it also greatly impacts funding that we receive both in state funds and federal funds, so we need to encourage all citizens to participate. Item B, consider and possibly approve appointment of Russ Schultz, Dean of School of Arts, Lamar University Beaumont, to the Jefferson County Tourism Commission. This is an appointment by Commissioner Arnold. Item C, receive and file executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, the City of Beaumont, City of Port Arthur, regarding allegation and use of the 2010 Edward Byrne Justice Assistance Grant Program award funds. Item D, consider and possibly approve Jefferson County Tourism Commission Hotel Occupancy Tax Allocation Recommendation, and Dr. Beverly Parker's here as their chairman. Item E, consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding overweight trucks. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Motion by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Senegal. I'll read the resolution. Whereas overweight trucks are causing extensive damage to Jefferson County roads and thereby causing our county taxpayers to absorb an unfair burden to repair that damage, and whereas the Texas Senate Transportation and Homeland Security Committee has conducted hearings to consider requests by the transportation industry to increase weight permit limits from 84,000 pounds to 97,000 pounds, and whereas allowing an increase in current overweight truck permits would ignore the increased cost and safety issues resulting from the current overweight truck permits, and whereas most of our, I assume that's supposed to be county roads, are normally designed for 42,000 pound capacity, and a single overweight truck is causing as much road damage as 10,000 automobiles, and whereas Jefferson County budget is grossly underfunded and any savings achieved by the transportation industry from an increase in overweight truck limits will be eclipsed by the cost to taxpayers to repair damage to our roads, and now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County, Texas urges all state elected officials to, number one, abolish the statewide overweight truck permit, number two, to triple the fines for overweight vehicles, and number three, to allocate a portion of the motor fuel tax to Jefferson County for road repair and improvements. Okay. I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Under County Auditor, consider and approve a budget amendment, Constable Precinct 4, for extra help. That's to debit extra help $1,000 and credit contingency $1,000. Item B, consider possibly approve a budget amendment, public health for indigent burial expenses. That's to debit burials $37,500 and credit contingency $37,500. Item C, consider and approve interlocal governmental agreement with the City of Bridge City for funding of the 2007 Supplementary Port Security Grant Program. Jefferson County is the fiduciary agent for the distribution of funds on this grant. Item D, receive and file financial and operating statements for the month of April 30th, 2010. Excuse me, for the month ending April 30th, 2010. And item E, regular county bills, check number 340143 through check number 340523. Do I have a motion for the items listed under County Auditor?
So moved.
Mr. Senegal makes a motion. Mr. Alford made a second. Do I have any further discussion? If not, I'll call for the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, do we have everything covered under addendums? We've got it all covered. If there's nothing else for the good of the county, we stand adjourned. Thank you, Mr. Moorhead.